Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on the AM side in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you are with the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 22nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Finally here. NFL draft week. It's finally here.
It's draft week. You got the NBA playoffs. You got the NHL playoffs.
You got all kinds of stuff going on.
You got a Ryan Garcia knockdown, three knockdown special on Saturday night of Devin Haney.
I don't know what that
means. Fun fight to watch.
It was boxing.
And you're back.
It was boxing.
Yeah. And you're back. You were off on Friday.
Yeah, I was not feeling well Thursday night. If it was a two-man show, I could have made it, but it was a three-man show. I said, you boys can handle it.
You do some vomitosis?
No, it was all other stuff.
The other end?
I got some IBS issues, and I don't know. I probably should go see a doctor. It doesn't happen a lot, but it probably happens once a month. But sometimes...
Once a month sounds like pretty...
That's pretty frequent.
But when you're literally back and forth from the bathroom and your stomach's killing you for hours, there's an issue there.
That sounds like a real issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably should see somebody, but I'm fine.
What'd you eat
now
on Thursday?
I don't want to tell you what I ate or where I ate because I don't want to.
You don't have to say where you ate, but the type of food.
It was a burger.
A burger, okay. Burger, and gotcha.
Well, if it's an uncooked burger.
I don't think it was uncooked, but I have no idea.
You know what they
I won't go there.
They say about stomach issues is that it's not necessarily what you eat that day. It can be within a whole range of 3 to 5 days.
It could have been something from earlier in the day. You're right. I mean, I definitely have IBS issues. I don't know what it is. I don't know how you can correct it. There's probably certain things I probably shouldn't eat. But anyway, I feel much better
now. I felt kind of gluttonous. I think it was Saturday when I was in Gaithersburg buying my youngest some new hoop shoes. We went to eat at BurgerFi. And
it's a good spot.
It's a good spot.
Very green, the decor.
It is pretty green. Two burgers is like two patties on a burger. I feel like is a little too decadent for me. Like I'm good.
They're small patties though.
Yeah, but still, like you just feel
a
glutton. You know what I mean? You're eating. You're like,
I don't feel gluttonous when I do that, but I go to that spot and I'll sometimes get the onion rings.
Okay.
And the onion rings really are for two people.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But I often go there by myself for lunch.
I've seen these BurgerFi's, however you say it.
BurgerFi.
What is the, what's their MO? Like, what's their deal?
I think it's just burgers, fries, and milkshakes.
Like, do they have, like, a typical signature thing, or what are they known for?
I think their thing they're known for, from what I could tell, is they put their stamp, they brand their buns.
Yeah.
So what, there's like a big bee?
No, it says BurgerFi right on the top bun of every burger.
Wasn't the place when we used to cover the Nats spring training down in West Palm? Wasn't
BurgerFi.
BurgerFi right down the street from the hotel?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right across, like in a little shopping plaza right across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
I went with Trav. I called it BurgerFi. You guys joined on me and said it's BurgerFi.
Yeah.
BurgerFi. I don't know.
But anyway, so it's finally draft week. We've got the Caps in the playoffs. Yesterday absolutely did not go well. I didn't expect it to go well. I didn't expect the Rangers to score that quickly in the second period.
Yeah, the three goals in like a 2-minute span in the second period.
Yeah, game was over.
It was very deflating that happened.
But I was telling Cakes, and you know, before the show started, I said the chances of you winning a game with one goal is pretty much zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also the shot volume. I heard Carberry talk about this after the game that he wanted more shot volume, that they can't be in the low 20s. And expect to win the game. And right. I think they finished with 21, 22 shots.
In the third period, like the first 12 to 15 minutes, I think they recorded zero shots on goal.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Ovi ended up with no official shots on goal.
Yeah, I mean, he was firing it, but they just weren't making it to the net.
They weren't getting there, yeah.
Like, I think he had five shots that were blocked and at least two others that were just off target. So, I mean, he was trying to get it to Igor. He just couldn't.
The first goal that the Rangers scored was kind of bad.
It was a
luck.
The one that Rempe scored.
Rempe scored, and I don't know who our Caps player was. It was trailing him behind the net. I don't know who that was.
The puck just kind of squirted loose behind the net.
It was right there.
It was his player that got it loose, so give him credit.
Yeah.
But it just sprung free in front of Chucky.
He had
no real play on it. I mean, Rempe's wide open, 2 feet from the net.
Yeah, he's
going to bury that.
But then the second goal, I thought there should have been a penalty called. How do you pronounce the name of our guy?
Iorio.
He got pummeled into the boards.
Well, he gets pummeled, and in the first period, the refs couldn't stop blowing their whistles.
Right.
Yeah, there were
five penalties in the first period.
Right.
And then
they just put it away,
which Carberry labeled as borderline, but I'm sure if you got him behind closed doors, he would have said it was a dirty hit. You know, it was basically a boarding where you see the guy's numbers and you run him into the boards head first. Like, it's generally a penalty.
And he was clearly hurt. Clearly.
Clearly hurt.
He couldn't even get up
off the
ice. Play
should have been blown dead at that point.
Yeah.
Then they go ahead and score. Like,
because that was a 2-on-1. Again, Chucky had no shot.
That was the first goal.
That was the second.
That was the second goal.
Yeah.
But the Rangers were the better team yesterday. I don't think that necessarily means you're the better team in game two or beyond. Remember, regular season.
Every game's different.
Home teams won every game. In the Eastern Conference playoffs yesterday, if you go beyond the Capitals, the home team won every game.
Mm-hmm.
So, game one, it goes to the Rangers. You tip your hat. You make some adjustments, which I'm sure Spencer Carberry will. Again, he focused on volume of shots. This is a team that doesn't necessarily score a ton of goals, but we got to fire and get towards the net.
And also, the Capitals' power play yesterday was an abomination. It was so bad.
It was bad.
So ugly to watch.
They couldn't even get
especially
shots
especially when you juxtapose it with like how precise the Rangers were with the extra man.
Yeah.
They're so good with the extra man. And the Caps were struggling just to even get it into the offensive zone and set up their power play.
I thought the first power play was okay. They got some decent shots. But after that, you're right.
It just kind of fell apart. It was it was burning my retinas to watch.
Are you discouraged after the game one lost? I actually thought this. All right, you lose game one. And maybe this is stupid. But the first period was the type of hockey that they're going to have to play to win.
Totally.
So 0-0, obviously you need to score to win games, but that's how they have to play like they did in the first period. And then for a period of less than 3 minutes, the game got away from them.
Right, and went sideways for three
minutes. It's almost an anomaly within the game. 3 minutes, like you said, it goes sideways. So I'm not completely discouraged. One of the pregame notes that I learned was, and it might have been from somebody who came on the show, is Laviolette's system is a 1-3-1 defensive style.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it does keep guys away from the middle and forces kind of the shots on the outside, which, look, the Capitals struggle to score, and this defense is going to make it even tougher.
Yeah, you saw the one goal that they did score. Wilson makes a great pass towards the front of the net, and Fairvari's there. Mm-hmm. And it basically went off his skate, goes in.
I mean, the Rangers strike me as a team that's just not going to give you any cheapies. So you got to pretty much be on your A game to beat them in a best of seven. That's the way I feel about it. Yeah, you could steal one in the Garden on tomorrow night, But you, for the entire series, you got to be A to A plus to beat them. It seems like
it's just hard. It don't feel like they have enough scoring.
They definitely don't.
Our guy Juan from Rockville trolled me and said, "You still say 48%?" I said, "Bump it down to 36% now."
Oh, you're down to 36?
Sure. But if they win game two, then it's going to go right back up to 48%. What about you?
It goes down. But
it has to go down.
I equate it to like volleyball. So I was in Philly this weekend for my daughter after my son's game in Virginia. Not to go into it, but in volleyball, you can win a set 25-13 and then lose the next one. Yeah. Like, they smoke you. And the next thing you know, you're playing a nail biter. So, I mean, I feel like these hockey games in the playoffs are like that. Mm. This next game could have a totally different complexion. Now, it also could just be where you just get smoked four straight. Team's just far superior.
It is an eight versus a one.
That can happen.
Yeah.
So, but you hope that maybe this one will be a whole new set of circumstances and it plays out differently.
I'm just keeping my expectations very low for the Capitals.
That's the best way to do it.
If they make it a competitive series and force it to six or seven games, great. If they get boat raced and beaten by a superior team and are out in four or five games, it'll suck. But I'll just be like, hey, the accomplishment was making the playoffs.
I thought I thought of Joe B when we had him on, because when we were kind of giving him our percentages, he was very like, whoa, guys, you know. And then he ended up saying 35%, but I think we almost goaded him into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of baited him into it. I was thinking a lot about everyone's percentages when I was watching the game, saying 48, and I think, Eric, what did you say? Like
30.
You said 30.
I said 3%, by the way.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're
positive. Yours might ultimately be accurate. I was at 20. I don't think that was outrageous.
No, I don't think it was outrageous. And then I think Eric and JP, when I put them on the spot to take, to take someone in the series, I think you said Caps in six or Caps in seven.
Well, you just kind of—I mean, what am I going to say? Pick the other team.
I wanted to know.
It's actually against the math, because if you're below 50%, you're picking the Rangers.
Yeah.
Well,
I just picked them to be a homer.
The guys who are you kind of rely on to score, certainly in the regular season, who get a lot of shots on goal. Obviously, Ovi, McMichael, Dowd, Stromer, those guys. I mean, if you look at their combined shots, it wasn't very good. So those guys got to come to play in game two. Mm-hmm. They got to get some shots off. Because if you look at the shots on goal, I mean, Carlson had five. Farivari had three. All right, so you got eight from those two defensemen. And then, you know, you got six from Protas. But
a lot of Carlsons are on power plays from deep.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So the other guys, the Dowds, the McMichaels, the Ovies, the Willies, Stromer, they got to get some shots on
goal. The one silver lining is that in the Caps Stanley Cup playoff run, the first game of the first series, Ovi was held without a shot. If you're looking for a parallel.
You're looking at a trend.
Now I'm they were, hold grasping. On.
They were slightly better that year.
This is a grasper. But I'm just putting it out into the
universe.
Yeah,
the silver lining. And also, you know what? They couldn't have played any worse yesterday. Yeah. In terms of Ovi not having a shot, the power play looking bad, the avalanche of goals the Rangers had in 2 minutes, and the kind of the ref show that it was at MSG. I mean, it couldn't have been any worse.
By the way, I side with a lot of Caps fans. I officially, and it was on display yesterday, and look, I don't know that much about hockey, but I officially hate what's called the slingshot when they're trying to set up the power play when usually it's Carlson is skating up ice in his defensive zone, and then he wheels around and passes it to somebody else that is behind him that has a head of speed. Doesn't seem to be that effective to me. Now, again, I'm not a Coach Carberry Jr., but whatever the Rangers are doing with their power play, please just copy that.
What if they just have better players?
Maybe they have
hard
better players.
Copy.
I mean, I'd like to have Artemi Panarin in a Cap sweater, but we don't have that. We don't have that option. But there has to be a different way of bringing the puck up the ice. That's just my two cents on the.
Are you a dump and chase guy then? Dump it and then get in scrum?
I think I'm more of a dump and chase guy. I think I'm a dump and chase
guy. Yeah, but not with the power play. You don't dump and chase
not
with
always,
the power
not
play.
Not
a lot of times they dump it
sometimes
in there.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes the team will just bring it up the ice without doing the slingshot move, and they'll just casually bring it over the blue line and establish their, power play.
Don't they just dump it in there when it's like they're in turmoil?
Or if like there's a line change happening.
Yeah. No, but a lot of times in the power play, they dump it in there and then try and get control.
I don't prefer that on my power play.
I don't. That doesn't sound right to me.
I know what I don't prefer. the slingshot. That's what I know I don't prefer. Because I saw it on display yesterday, and I wanted to do this. Every time I saw it, I was like, oh, no, they're doing the dumb slingshot thing again. Just my two cents, coach.
But wouldn't you agree with me? Just
lazy.
I know they split during the regular season, all right? But this playoffs,
that means nothing.
The playoffs are a totally different animal in every sport. But wouldn't you agree that the Caps kind of have to play A to A-plus to beat them? And
sure.
So they got
kind of had to down the stretch.
And they were D-minus. Outside of the first period, they were D-minus yesterday.
They have a very thin margin for error. They have to win 2-1 games.
How about this?
1-0 games.
Yeah.
It's almost must-win territory. If you're thinking about winning the series.
You mean game two?
Yeah. Oh, if you're thinking about winning the series.
I would agree with that.
It's almost must-win.
Yeah, you go down 2-0 to them, you're done.
Almost. But you could take care of business at home in games 3 and 4. By the way, we're going to give away tickets to game 3 coming up at 7:45.
Friday night.
So your chance to win tickets to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Home game number 1 for the Capitals. It's game 3 overall coming up on Friday, April 26th at Capital One. We'll do that coming up at 7:45. Also, we will touch on the NFL draft. It is draft week on Thursday. Will it be Drake May? Will it be Jaden Daniels? We'll give you the latest. Plus, comedian Ari Shaffir will join us coming up at 9:20. That's all right here on the
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Like I said, 7:45 will give you a chance to win some Caps tickets Friday night. First home game, game 3. Hopefully the series will be knotted up at 1. So you want to listen for your chance to win those tickets at 7:45. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkies sports page, which is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes it great.
Friday's show could be, I don't know, I'm guessing it would be 75% Commanders number 2 pick, and then if the Caps can win game 2, the other 25% previewing game 3 for that night. If that's if that happens, I mean, unless something other, you know, something crazy happens in the draft, but the draft is finally here. It's draft week.
From Detroit.
Finally
hosting.
Yeah. And then, you know, we don't have to really talk much more about mock drafts anymore. It's just going to be, all right, who are the Commanders taking? Are they taking Daniels, who, if you listen to Adam Schefter, he doesn't want to play here? Or they're taking Drake May. My question is,
has Adam Schefter now said that? He hasn't said that, has he?
No, no. Remember he kind of intimated that Daniels didn't want to play here?
Or didn't love that visit or whatever?
We kind of talked about it last week. Yeah.
That the agent was upset with the fact that it wasn't an individual visit.
Yeah.
I listened to him on
He didn't come out and say, no, he doesn't want
to
play.
I listened to him on the Shannon Sharp Ocho Cinco show. I didn't even know they had a show because I was driving in. He didn't say anything. He seemed like a nice kid. And he even went out of his way to say he'll be happy to go wherever, you know, whatever team calls his name, you know, kind of the political answer. But he seemed like a nice kid.
It's
first time I've really seen him interviewed.
Schefter hinted that Daniels wasn't happy with that whole Top Golf thing.
Mm-hmm. Does the agent remember like something, yeah, a comment where they said, yeah, it was weird?
Who knows what's true and what's
not? You never
not
know what to believe.
But if that was the case, let's just say that they knew that he didn't want to play here, mm-hmm, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But they still felt like he was the better quarterback. He was the better prospect. Does Peter still take him?
I guess
I would
it just meant
so.
It
would have
just
to.
I guess
even if he knows,
yes,
I think it would depend though on how your vibe was with the guy. Okay, he may not want to play for your organization for whatever reason, but I think it would just be,
yeah,
like if you flat out don't like a kid. Now, mm-hmm, I'm not saying you would, because he seemed very likable when I saw like the interview you did last night. But if you flat out didn't like the kid and didn't
how
gel with the kid,
him?
How could you draft him?
Yeah, that's true.
But he seemed very likable,
yeah,
and we
we'll
know
see.
He's explosive. And they asked him, and one good question, I thought that a lot of the questions were kind of silly and there wasn't a lot there, but the one question they did ask him is, what separates you from the other quarterbacks? And first of all, he said, I got that dog in me, mm-hmm, which made me laugh.
Doc Walker, I'm sure, loved that.
But then he said, you know, look, at any point I can take it 80.
Right. Well, mm-hmm, that's a pretty good trait.
You know,
if you have that trait,
he said,
the play
at
breaks
any point
down,
I can take it 80 for,
yeah,
sure.
That's a pretty good one to have
and
in your arsenal.
What? Yeah, you're not lying.
Right.
Yeah. Not lying about that.
So we'll see. I'm sure we'll get into it more in the rest of the show. So we talked about the Caps. All right, they lose 4-1, game one. All right. Just forget about it. Let's,
yep,
come back strong tomorrow night, game two. But
regroup.
Caps were not good.
Come up with a game plan to put more pressure on the Rangers defense and goalie and hope you get out of MSG with a split.
Yeah. I mean, somehow you got to find a way to get 3 goals. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to find a way to get to at least 3 goals. Not going to win many games 1-0 or 2-1. But Rangers score 3 really quick in the second period, tack on 1 on a breakaway in the third period, 4-1, game over. Game 2 tomorrow night. Game 3 will be Friday here, so take a little break. So it'll be Friday, Sunday, right? I think Friday,
yes,
Sunday.
Yes, that's correct.
Also yesterday, first of all 4 home teams won in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Mm-hmm. Panthers beat the Lightning 3-2. The Jets, lots of defense here. It was 3-3 after 1.
Wide open.
7-6, they beat the Avalanche, so they take a 1-0 lead. And the Canucks beat the Preds 4-2, so they're up 1-0. They scored 3 in the third to win that. And I believe all of the home teams have won so far in the 6 games that's been played. Got some more tonight. You got game 2, Bruins, Maple Leafs in Boston. Boston's up 1-0. Hurricanes.
Bruins pounded them in game 1.
Right. Hurricanes beat the Islanders game 1. Game 2 is tonight. And then you've got 2 other series starting. Vegas at Dallas game 1. LA at Edmonton game 1. So you've got some other stuff going on tonight. NBA playoffs. Also, all 8 home teams won game 1 yesterday.
No drama.
No drama. Celtics pounded the Heat. God, man, I should have laid some money on that. Celtics pounded the Heat. Clippers pounded the Mavs. Luka did have 33, but Harden had 28 and 8 dimes. So,
and that was a Clippers team without Kawhi Leonard.
Correct. I was kind of surprised watching a little bit of that, but I was kind of surprised at that outcome. When I was watching it, the Mavs couldn't hit a shot.
Couldn't hit anything.
I mean, they couldn't hit anything. They scored 8 points in the second quarter. They were outscored 22-8. Pretty much done. Bucks beat the Pacers because Lillard had 35 all in the first half. I mean...
That's a big win for them because since Doc Rivers took over, they've been struggling, and obviously Giannis is out,
yeah,
with a calf injury. So gained a little confidence getting that win without Giannis in there.
What are they? What's the status on Giannis? Still
I think when you have those, I mean, a lot of us have pulled our calves before, popped the calves. He has a calf sprain. Sometimes
could take a couple weeks.
You know, 4 weeks.
Yep. And the Thunder beat the Pellies by 2, 94-92, so they're up 1-0. Gildas Alexander had 28 in the game. So tonight, you got more NBA playoffs.
The best game probably of the weekend was the Lakers-Nuggets game. And the Nuggets, the fans were chanting, who's your daddy? The Nuggets have now beaten the Lakers 9 straight games. But it was fairly close. And then the Nuggets went on a run in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And then in the fourth quarter, they just kept it going. And, you know, Jokic probably going to win the MVP again. He appears to be the best player on the court every time he's on the court, even though Anthony Davis put up big numbers and LeBron overall had good numbers. He had 7 turnovers. But Jokic just puts up very easily every game, ho-hum, like 32 points, 15 rebounds, 7-8 assists.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact line from Saturday, but it was somewhere around there.
They're just very hard to guard because they're big. I mean,
and Jamal Murray's really good. He's never made an All-Star team.
I mean, Joker's
a really
impossible.
Good player.
He's impossible to guard.
Well, I saw they just dumped the ball down to Joker, and LeBron was trying to guard him in the paint. It's just like, that's not going to work.
It's impossible.
They don't really like to use Anthony Davis on him one-on-one, even though Anthony Davis has been a defensive player of the year and is really good. They like him kind of coming off the ball, but they got to try something else.
9 straight, like you said, and that ain't good. I don't think anybody believes the Lakers are going to.
The thing about it is, last year, I think it will be a short series. The Nuggets won, you know, the NBA championship, but their series against the Lakers, even though they swept them, all the games were tight in the fourth quarter. All of the games. And so the Lakers feel like they're a good matchup against the Nuggets, but in the end, the Nuggets always win.
They win. Hmm. And they play game 2 tonight. That's a 10 o'clock start on TNT. Sixers, Knicks, game 2. And Magic Cavs also game 2. All right, got to talk some golf because Scheffler is going to win another event. That's going to be 4 out of 5. Of course, he just won the Masters last week. Goes to RBC Heritage, a signature event, huge purse. He's got 5 holes to play, I believe, and the rain suspended play yesterday, so they have to come back on a Monday morning, which they hate doing. But he's got a 5-pop lead, and he'll tee it up at 8 a.m., about an hour and a half, and he'll win his 4th out of 5.
Is that baby still hanging in there? Hasn't popped out yet?
Baby's still hanging in there.
Oh, man.
I'm guessing.
Might need to induce that thing. Get that thing out of there.
Guessing it's going to be this week.
Well, remember, I think the baby was due like 3 weeks before the Masters, whatever it was. So it wasn't like the baby was due, you know, Friday of the Masters, right? So they were kind of hyping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I get, you know, babies come early.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But
they can come late.
They can come late. You never know.
But he's just on a roll, man. I mean, he's been unbelievable. Even though he's got a lot of stuff on his mind, he's just destroying everybody. Mm-hmm. Wyndham Clark made it interesting yesterday. He shot 65, I believe. And he'll finish 2nd. Cantlay played well, but you know, Scheffler's gonna win another one, and it's a huge purse. So I think he wins close to $4 million.
Valdez, I'm hoping when you go to the Palmetto State in a few weeks that you don't encounter weather like that.
Me too. Let's hope
that weather stays away.
Get it out of the way.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of golf, I know no one cares. Nelly Korda won her 5th straight.
That was my next.
Impressive.
Her 5th straight tournament.
It's pretty
sick. Think about that. Yeah. She's only started in 6 events this year, and she's won 5 of them. 5 in a row. The last time that happened was Sorenstam. I don't know. 20 years ago?
I saw that, and I also saw there's
Tiger did it on the men's side in, I think, 06 or 07, but no one's done it on the women's side in 20 years.
She almost aced 17 in a major. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yep. I saw that, but I also saw there was a 15-year-old kid, mm-hmm. I want to say his name is Mitchell Parker, who finished in the top 25 on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Parker is the pitcher for the Nats.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. You're getting your names you know what mixed I'm confused. Up.
There's a...
You're getting your phenoms mixed up.
I guess there could be two Mitchell Parkers, but...
I think he had like 4 birdies in a row on the front 9. At one point, I think he was T3 on a Corn Ferry event.
Miles Russell, as a
15-year-old.
Okay, all right.
Russell, 15 years old, and he finishes top 25 on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Hmm. That's pretty amazing. And then one of the YouTube guys, now he's played on tour for a long time, Wesley Bryan, he finished 2nd at that Punta Cana. Did you see that, Valdez?
I did.
Pretty
Wesley
impressive.
Bryan, yeah.
Says that this 15-year-old carded a 1-under-70 in Saturday's 3rd round at Lakewood Nationals Golf Club's Commander Course before finishing with an excellent final round, 5-under-66, which included 7 birdies in a 10-hole stretch.
Well, just remember, there have been a lot of young guys. Remember Ty Tryon. Remember that little Taj Fujikara, whatever his name was. Remember that little guy?
That guy.
There have been young guys that have had these flashes. It's hard.
It's hard to win on the PGA Tour.
It's hard to make the tour.
It's hard to make the tour.
Yeah,
let alone.
But it is remarkable. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, you're right. Korda. I mean, that was a major. Of course, the LPGA has 5 majors, but it's the first of 5.
That's a weird bit. And their majors, they don't have like cool names either. They're like.
It's the Chevron.
They need those dollars.
They got the Women's PGA Championship. They got the Women's Open. And
yeah, but not all that way.
I think the other one is like.
There's a couple of them that are just
the Evian something.
Evian Championship, yeah.
Yeah.
They got a U.S.
Open.
You
wouldn't know it was a major. Someone had to tell you.
I wouldn't
You're
have known
right.
that the
Somebody
Chevron
would,
was.
Did have to tell me that it was a major.
They probably have a British women's, right?
I did see that she did a cannonball into the pond after she was
yeah,
done.
That's, yeah, that's the bit when you
that's
win the Chevron.
That's the Dinosaur bit. Yeah. Yeah. Did this used to be the Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned Mitchell Parker. He's the stud phenom pitcher for the Nationals.
Right, and the only reason he's pitching is because JoJo Gray went on the injured list, so they
now,
called
why
him.
Why is he not on my – why I should know more about him. I know he's about Jackson radar. Rutledge and all these other guys.
Mitchell Parker became the fifth pitcher in Major League history to strike out at least 12 hitters and not issue a walk in his first two games of his career. It's a pretty good accomplishment.
He's been awesome.
First National to throw seven-plus shutout innings on fewer than 75 pitches. The first pitcher to throw seven shutout innings on 73 or few pitchers – since Atlanta did it a couple years ago.
Yep.
So
and he was drafted out of high school, I think, by the Cubs, but then he chose not to sign. He went to a junior college, so he didn't play big-time college baseball. He went to San Jacinto College, and then he was drafted again.
Yeah, but a lot of guys come from that college.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like he went to Texas or Oklahoma or, you know, LSU. And then he was drafted again by the Rays. But I don't know how the – I think we asked Rizzo this last week. I don't know how the Nats got him. I think they drafted him in 2020. But he wasn't a high pick. I mean, he wasn't a first or second round pick.
Mm-hmm. Nationals are playing good baseball.
And think about this. Mitchell Parker has beaten the Dodgers with that lineup and the Astros with that lineup.
Good for him.
Well, Astros stink this year, right?
Yeah, but they stink because their pitchers stink. But
7-16.
Their lineup is still legit.
You know, we get these notes that the Nationals send us, and I mean, C.J. Abrams got an 8-game hitting streak. Jesse Winker's reached base 17 of 20 games, and Lane Thomas already has 10 stolen bases.
Yeah, they steal a lot of bags.
And what's funny about Lane Thomas is he's only getting on base via walks because he's not batting great.
Right,
he's batting around 200, but when he gets on, he's stealing. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Nats are second in the league in stolen bases. So when they get on, they're going.
Feel pretty good about Nats over bet. I know it's very early.
You should feel good
feel
about
pretty
it.
Good. Wish I'd put more on it.
Abrams second in the league in slugging percentage.
Feel pretty good.
Second in the league in slugging
percentage. Am I jinxing it? I think I might be
jinxing it.
Valdez? I'm not a jinx.
I'm making mental note about this.
Not a jinx.
636 on 422.
It's been scientifically proven not a jinx, so I don't feel bad saying that.
Well, this week is going to be right down the street, two blocks down. Mm-hmm. That place is going to be packed.
Because the Dodgers,
even though
are
it's
in town.
Late April, because the Dodgers are in town, yeah. Shohei's in town. So, starting tomorrow, three game series, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon. So it'll be difficult for the Nats to keep going. They did take the series in L.A., but 6-0 win yesterday over the Astros. And should mention the Orioles; they've won 6 of 7. Jackson Holliday's still struggling. He's 1 for 30.
1 for 30. He's batting 0-33.
But their other studs are killing the ball. Hauser and Westberg went back-to-back yesterday. They win 5-0, 11 hits. They are 14-7. I love my Orioles bet over. I love my Nats bet over. I love my Dodgers bet under.
Love
under 103.5. And I like my Reds bet over. So
I need to start betting against the Chi Sox because they're 3-18.
They're bad.
I need to start taking advantage of their futility.
Yep, I agree. If you look at the runs scored for the White Sox,
they're -71 run differential.
They're just getting either get shut out or they're getting one or two runs per game.
That is gross.
But the Dodgers are in town, so there's a lot going on here locally. Caps, Dodgers, and obviously the draft.
And the Shohei thing's just going to go away, right? This is going to deal with the interpreter, and that'll be it.
Yeah, he'll take the fall. Yeah, but if he did it, then he should take the fall.
I don't know. I'm still not convinced.
I'm not totally convinced.
I'm not convinced.
We'll never know the real truth, I'm sure.
So when David Beckham moved to Beverly Hills, he became best buddies with Mark Wahlberg.
We'll tell you
why they're on the outs next here on The Junk.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So apparently in 2007, David Beckham moved to Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he became fast friends with Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, is that David Beckham, man? Hey, it's Mark Wahlberg. Huh. Hey, you want to partner up in a business, man?
So they partnered up in a business about fitness, which they share a passion for.
Mm-hmm.
F45, which was founded in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen it blow up the last couple of years. In fact, close to me, there's an F45 studio.
Yep, there's one in the old town.
What's the hook?
It's kind of like CrossFit meets Orange Theory. That's my interpretation. I think the hook is it's 45 minutes of HIIT training, high intensity interval training.
So it's you come here and you get a 45 minute workout.
I think so. I'm not sure. I've never taken a class, but I think it's I throw it in that genre with like Barry's Boot Camp, Orange Theory, CrossFit, maybe to a lesser extent, but somewhere in there. So apparently they got in business together. Beckham was going to be the brand ambassador, and just, I don't know what you do as a brand ambassador. He cakes nose.
You go out and represent the brand. You make appearances at the stores. You go on social media. You post.
Yeah, hype the product.
Come on. It's right. A brand ambassadorship. Everybody knows this, how this works.
Here's the beef, and this is why maybe a friendship has ended.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, part of the deal, at least from Beckham's lawyers, their thought was, part of the deal was he's going to get stock.
Mm-hmm.
In F45.
Right.
And I guess ultimately he did get stock.
Got it too late, though.
But he claims he was supposed to get the stock at a certain time, and instead he got it after the stock tanked.
Oh, yeah. You don't.
And he claims it's a difference of $10 million.
You don't want the stock when it's at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. You want it when it's low, it goes high, and then you sell it, or you keep holding on, and it keeps increasing in value.
So he claimed the stock was supposed to be transferred or given to him at one date and
he
time.
He thought it should have been.
I don't have the complaint.
Valuable.
Apparently, is 610 pages.
Yeah,
we don't have the complaint. I just got little stories here, but that is at least what. Wahlberg's side is saying this is ridiculous. It's a bogus claim. Now, Wahlberg has been sued. He owns 36% of F45.
Seems like pretty big stake.
So there were two founders, I think, in Australia, brought it over. He's a 36% shareholder, whatever. He's on the board of directors. Beckham's suing him. Greg Norman has sued him.
Sue everybody.
Terrell Owens has sued him. They've had a lot of lawsuits.
Got an all-star team of guys suing him.
I'm guessing that part of Wahlberg's deal is he tries to bring on celebrities because he's got connections, brings on celebrities, and a lot of these celebrities apparently are suing him.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, you want to get into this F45, man? Good. It's a good deal, man.
What exactly is the F45 again?
It's like a cross training gym type.
Yeah, I heard you talk.
Offshoot.
Yeah. I don't know.
$10 million could probably end a friendship, even though these guys are probably worth way more than that.
Oh, I think Beckham.
How much is Mark Wahlberg worth?
Oh,
well, how much is Beckham
hundreds
worth?
Of millions.
I mean, Beckham is probably
hundreds
worth.
Of millions.
I'm going to put Beckham's net worth at 500 milli.
Yeah. All those guys.
I mean, he's an international business magnet at this point.
But you're right. Money will definitely.
Oh, yeah. It causes
Wahlberg
friction.
Wahlberg, an estimated $400
million. Wow. I think Beckham's above him, if I had to guess. $514
for David Beckham.
How much?
$514.
It's a lot. I think his stake in the Miami MLS club was huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that put a lot of money in his pocket. Obviously, it should. If he brings, you know, his exposure
any,
to the MLS.
Any of us, I'm being honest, have personal relationships that have been destroyed because of money. I'm trying to think in my life.
No.
Do I have any?
You'd be the most likely with all your gambling.
He did. He
debts.
Loaned that one guy who never heard back from, maybe even lived in his house. You know,
I'm not trying to bring up a sore subject, but that might be one, right?
It's not might. It's
that one is destroyed.
It just is.
I haven't talked to that guy in 5 years.
Yeah. I mean,
we used to hang out all the time.
He literally ran off with your money, never paid you back, basically.
I loaned him about $2,700. He told me, I think I know what it was for, but he told me it was
for rent
for something else.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, no big deal. Gave him $2,700. And I said, just pay me $100 a month.
Right. Get on payment plan.
He loves then, payment plans.
Who does? Look,
well, he
it,
wasn't
it seems
gonna,
reasonable.
No,
it's very nice of him to do
he
that.
Was, no, no, pay I was him. Just giving him an option.
Yeah. He was just being friendly.
Because I knew he didn't have the $2,700. He goes, I'll pay you back, bro. And I said, it's fine. Just $100 a month, couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
We're good. Never heard
and
from
you
him.
Haven't seen this person in how many years?
I know I saw him a couple times, but it was very awkward. I just didn't talk to him.
If you had to guess, before they put you in the dirt, will you be made whole by this person?
Never.
It won't.
You already
it's
know.
Impossible.
It's, you already know it's gone.
Who pays somebody back 8 years later?
Right? Yeah, I'm not gonna happen. Maybe the guy feels guilty about it. Maybe he actually.
He clearly doesn't. I mean, he's.
Yeah. Definitely doesn't feel bad about it from the sound
of
it.
Hey, he chose the end of the relationship, not
right,
me.
Right.
That's true. I'm trying to think. JP, do you have I don't think
I've never really loaned anybody money that I can think of.
I don't think I really have.
I think I'm good in that department.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, I had plenty of vices, but none of them are really involved money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Trying to think. My biggest friendship or thing that sculpts, there's silly things. Like, remember I told you it was that party I went to. The guy told me he'd drive me home for the party. This was when I was in college. And then he at the end of the party, I got hammered. I went out to his car and he said, yeah, sorry, I don't have room for you.
No.
What? This is an era before cell phones and everything. It's
sure.
Like 1 a.m. I ended up calling JP, waking him up at his
stranded.
Parents' house.
Yeah.
You need like to get an home. Old school phone, woke up the whole house.
Right.
Can you pick me up? That I'll never forget.
Do you still know this person, or you haven't seen this person in forever?
Well, I would see him once at a blue moon, but I haven't seen him in 20 years. But I'll never forget that person.
Some grudges you hold forever.
That's a grudge I'll hold forever.
He went to our high school.
Went to our high school?
Yeah, you don't have to give out clues,
that's fine.
But I'll tell you. But
it's okay.
It was a college incident.
I don't have a desperate need to know who it is.
I'm happy to tell you.
It's not going to affect your life.
But it's just a trifling move.
But it's just an incident.
Somebody a ride.
Yeah.
And then
they say, don't worry, enjoy yourself.
You just kick them out of the car? Like,
well, they say, I got too many guys.
Worst case, you pile, it's college. You pile another,
right.
You sit on somebody's lap.
Exactly.
You squeeze in four abreast.
Right.
By the you're way, four was, wide like you're at Talladega.
I was desperate. I was desperate.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you scrunch in anywhere.
So when's the last time you talked to that person?
20 years.
Oh, okay.
Hey, speaking of Talladega, did you guys see the videos from the parties at Talladega?
I did see the one where at least two women were lifting up their shirts on stage and the crowd was
I think
going
a lot of people
wild.
Became NASCAR fans just from
I'm
X
sure they
slash
did.
Twitter. They had the night before parties or pre-parties or whatever. Oh, my God. It looked like the early 2000s wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah,
really?
Back.
Oh, I missed that.
Spring break is back.
Spring break.
Wild.
Well, we had
wild.
Enough. And, well, I mean, we've talked about it kind of briefly, but another relationship has ended not because of money, but because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because it's something that was said on the show.
Right.
That one's so silly, though. I mean, I can't even take it seriously.
I'm just waiting for one of the two principals to blink.
It's
a game
guy.
Of chicken.
Okay. Have fun doing that. I'm not calling him.
Yeah, but I'm going to say call Holy. Bish.
No, you can't. You know why?
Blocked it. Why, you're very stubborn. You like to hold the grudges?
I'm pissed off that he blamed me for something I didn't do. So, yeah, I'm holding a grudge.
Unbelievable!
Trying to think if I have any other grudges.
I'm not really a grudge holder.
I try not to have them.
I think it's bad. I think it's bad, like for your body. Like
yeah, it's a lot of stress.
Hold the negativity in.
It's a lot of stress.
Yeah, you just got to let it go at some point.
Yeah, but over time, you forget about it.
Sure. But if you lost $10 million.
Oh, I wouldn't forget
you thought
about $10
million. Was rightfully yours.
That's a little different.
So I don't know
a lot different.
How the stock thing works. But let's say, you know, you made your deal and you start posting whatever he was doing as brand ambassador. I think he did a photo shoot for F45, whatever he did, right? And he thinks he's supposed to get stock on January 1st, 2002. And at that date, the stock is $10.
Sure.
All right? Worth $10 million. And then he gets the stock on January 1st, 2023, a year later, when it's worthless.
Yeah.
You'd probably be salty.
I'd be pissed. I'd feel like I was lied to. I was lied to by Mark Wahlberg. And apparently, he's not the only one. Apparently, Greg Norman and T.O. are also salty and suing him.
I kind of toss out T.O.'s lawsuit. Well, who knows?
If it seems like everybody's suing Mark Wahlberg, I tend to look at Mark Wahlberg as maybe...
why would you toss out T.O.?
Possibly participating in some shady business practices.
Because he's a nut job, T.O.
Just because he did sit-ups in his driveway 20 years ago?
He's got a check his history.
He's kind of he does, but he may be owed money.
He may be.
You know? So the lawsuit might be verified. Legit.
So Mark Wahlberg and David Beckham don't look like they're going to be best of friends anymore.
Hey, man, I wish everybody would just stop suing me, man.
Didn't Wahlberg move out of L.A. and, like, move to Vegas?
I don't know. I don't know his whereabouts.
I think you're right.
I think he did. I think he picked up his whole family and moved to Vegas.
He's definitely a go-getter. I used to watch a couple episodes of Wahlbergers back in the day.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if that thing's still going. He's definitely an entrepreneur that likes to start a lot of businesses.
Like, I was in Safeway one day. I was looking at the ground beef Wahlburgers. Yeah. Staring at me from the refrigerated ground beef case.
That dude's got his tentacles in a million things.
He does. He's a hustler.
He's
no
definitely
doubt.
One of those guys that likes to get up at 4 in the morning or 2 in the morning and work out. Right. Then play golf in like 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's mile a minute.
It's like,
his itinerary is way too full for me.
Yeah, can you slow down a little
Where's
bit?
Where's his nap budgeted in? Where's his 2-hour nap in the middle of
every day? I
don't
think you nap when you wake up at 2:30.
You think he lays down on his couch and just puts cheese on his chest?
No, he definitely doesn't do that.
All right, got to take a break. We opened the show talking about the Caps. We'll dive into a little bit more. Open up the phone lines, too, at 800-636-1067. Is your confidence shaken on the Caps, or is it just one game? No big deal. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.